Yeah. And hit records on my demo. Did y'all boys not get the memo? I do not stay.
Back to this exciting new episode of OU Blend, where we take you inside the life of being a student here at OU. My name is Avery.
I'm Juliet.
I'm Georgia.
And I'm Jackie.
This Student Center podcast will take you beyond the classroom and show you everything Norman has to offer.
Today, we've got a special treat for you guys. I'm here sitting down with my very own sister, Giselle, who is just starting her freshman year, and one of her best friends, Cindy Cannon. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Thanks for coming on.
Yes.
Of course, guys.
Excited Thanks for having us here.
Yes. But yeah, well, we're getting all the tea on what it's like to be a new Sooner, the highs, the challenges, and maybe even a few stories they've collected along the way. So whether you're a freshman navigating your own first-year experience or a high school senior dreaming about OU, this one's for you. So let's get into it. So, how was everyone's weekend?
It was so awesome. I know Avery and Georgia had a good weekend, too.
We did.
You got it. Georgia and I got to go down to Auburn to see our first SEC away game, which I had a great time being in a new environment, kind of supporting OU in a different form. But absolutely. How was that for you, Georgia?
It was so much fun. I always love going to new stadiums, seeing different opposing fans who were all very nice, at least to me and my friends.
Avery had a different
she
experience.
She did. But I think it was okay. So fun. The weather was beautiful, and we always come out with a Sooner dub anyway. So first SEC win was
barely.
Super exciting.
It was not expected. I was I mentally prepared myself for the loss, and then
we came
some
back.
Sooner magic happened.
Sooner magic for sure.
Exactly.
Well, Juliet, you got to go to a Theta Day party this weekend.
Yes,
how was that?
I did. One of my best friends, Chloe, she invited me to come to her day party, and their theme was Bevo Barbecue. So it's an annual thing. Every year they have Bevo Barbecue, where it's held right before OU Texas, and it's just this kind of barbecue of UT's mascot named
I never knew that that's like what they were doing. I knew that Theta did like that date party every year, but I didn't know until this year that they're like burning the mascot.
Yeah, like the meaning behind it.
It's so funny.
Yeah, it's like an annual thing.
Yeah.
But it was really fun. We all got dressed up and went to the venue, had a time. It was really fun.
I feel like...
Are you guys excited for your first OU?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited. I think that's, like, one of the things that I've been looking forward to most since being here, since, like, that's, like, the biggest rivalry, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Yeah.
Are you both driving down?
Yes.
Oh, that's so exciting. Mm-hmm.
It's so much fun.
Especially the week leading up to it.
Yeah.
Because you see all the signs everywhere. People are riding down on our sidewalks.
It's fun.
It's a great energy about campus. For sure.
And you get to, like... get your spray tans and like plan what time you're leaving. You get to pack, and it's just like a fun thing. I will say, it is like so tiring. Mm-hmm. OU Texas always is.
That Sunday drive back to Norman is brutal.
It's brutal. But it's so worth it. Like
definitely a highlight of my like college experience.
For sure, I'm really happy. Like I went to a school that has you know something like that, something that big.
Definitely.
We just kind of wanted to start off by asking you guys like. How your freshman year has been, kind of what impressions you have of campus so far.
The highs and lows.
Yeah.
Everything.
Just a generic overview.
Okay. So my freshman year so far has been, like, really fun. Like, I think it's definitely been a better, like, experience than I ever could have imagined, like, coming to OU. Because I see, like, all, like, the Instagram stuff, like, sorority, like, things, highlighting just all of the stuff, but I feel like actually being here, especially being so busy, I, like, haven't gotten to actually, like, take it all in yet. I feel like I've just been kind of thrown into it so far.
Absolutely.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's, like, one thing after another every week weekend.
Which is definitely nice, though, I think, like, I mean, I know I appreciated it, like, my freshman year, just because I was, like, far from home, too.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you're just, like...
It doesn't...
You just go.
Make you feel homesick.
Because you always have something to, like, look forward to.
Yeah. You get to meet so many people, too, that way. Like, there's always somewhere to go where there's, like, new people you haven't met
yet. Exactly. Cindy, what about you?
Oh, my... So far, it's been great. I grew up an OU fan, like, since birth. So, actually, being here is so different. I grew up going to games. and everything, and I always love the atmosphere, but actually being a student, it just is so different. Yeah. And I feel right at home here. This is like my second home, and I'm so excited to be here. I love OU so much.
Yeah, it's awesome. And it's so different to like experience it with everyone else who's also equally excited.
Yes.
Like
it's
very like a bonding thing that we have here at OU.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always really appreciated that, at least.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I'm so glad you guys had really good experiences here so far. And I mean, it being what do we say, week six?
Yeah, it was
seven.
Seven.
That's
crazy.
Seven.
It's just
flown
by.
Almost 2 months already.
I know.
Tomorrow's October.
Mm-hmm.
And October is insane.
October's so crazy.
Yeah.
I love the fall.
October
is
the best month of school, hands down.
When the weather gets cooler, the trees turn all
Halloween.
Halloween.
Oh,
I'm so excited for that.
So much fun. It's always freezing cold.
Oh, yes.
And your little
outfit. It's
awesome.
Yeah.
Nothing like it, honestly.
So, yeah, I guess another question that I can ask you guys would be, kind of walk us through, like, a day in y'all's life. Like, what is your daily routine? What classes do you go to? Stuff like that.
For me, I'm, like, not a morning person, so I feel like going to college has been, like, a good adjustment for me because, like, my latest class, or my earliest class is 11 a.m. So, like,
mm-hmm.
I usually wake up around 9. I'll, like, eat breakfast, maybe work out before. And then I'll go to my class. I only have one class Monday, Wednesday, Friday, which is really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So then afterwards, I can, like, get my homework done, go to Kyo for, like, study hours. And then I'll probably, like, eat dinner with my roommates, or I have U-Sing practice, like, in the night. So,
yeah. Where do you go mainly to?
Headington.
Dinner.
Eddington is my
favorite. That is
so,
so
good.
Whatever they had going on over there, like,
mm-hmm.
I still miss that. Because
yeah.
I lived in Dunham. I moved from Couch to Dunham. Because I didn't have a window in Couch, and I got, like, mold poisoning and whatever. Yeah.
Wow.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, Couch was a crazy experience. So I moved to Dunham to, like, avoid getting, like, super sick. And when it would snow, I, like, had access to Dunham and, like, Headington. Like, their meals and stuff, which was always really nice when you can't drive in the winter.
When the roads are all iced over and
you
can't
walk. Like, class is canceled for, like, 3 days.
It was nice having everything right there.
Yeah, for sure.
Because I lived in Couch, and the Couch restaurants, I was always walking over to Dunham.
Yeah.
It was needed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I only like the Chick-fil-A there. That's
that's
thing
a good
I get
classic.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I was really spoiled when I went to, or I lived in Headington. When I was a freshman.
That
so
is so nice.
I
can't
got
even
spoiled
look at
food. It was
did you have
so
your
good.
Own room? Like, did you
I shared a room with Chloe, actually.
Okay.
One of my best friends who I grew up
yeah.
with. We shared a room, but then we had a suite style. So we had a living room, and then we had two other suite mates.
Who also shared a room?
Yes.
And then did you guys have two bathrooms then?
Mm.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Living large.
That's sick.
Well, what about you, Sydney? What's, like, your typical day in the life?
I'm, like, the opposite of Giselle. I'm a morning person. I wake up, like, 7:45, 8 a.m. every day. I have morning classes. I'd rather get them done early.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
Yeah,
so
I don't.
Too.
I get, like, grouchy in the afternoon. Kind of. Like, that 3 to 5 p.m. area is, like, not my friend.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Completely.
Usually
it's
the slowest time of day, for me at least.
Yeah.
Worst
sure.
time of the day.
So, like, 1, 2 p.m., I'm done with my classes for the day. So I go and
that's
work
nice.
Out. Then I go to try it out for study hours, house dinner. And then I'm in HOCO, so I always go to practice 3 times a week. So,
oh,
fun. So much fun.
Are you liking HOCO?
I love
so
it. It's so much fun.
I loved homecoming. That was really fun.
So fun.
I did it twice.
As a freshman, being a part of, like, I did U-Sing, and I know, like, all the homecoming, like, people felt the same way, but, like, it's such a good way to meet people. That's how me and Juliet met, actually.
Yeah, U-Sing.
Through U-Sing. It was just so much fun, like, getting to hang out with this, like, group of people every week, and y'all all get really close too.
Oh, I agree.
Yes.
I've gotten so close to not only my PC, but also PC23.
Mm-hmm.
Being in HOCO is so much fun. I love them all. So
yeah, that's it's like
it.
A good way to get involved with, like, everybody. And I feel like OU kind of has a lot of opportunities for, like, freshmen to meet people who are older than them. Like, I think just
sure.
kind of the way it's, like, systematically set up. Like,
mm-hmm.
even if you're not in, like, Greek life, like, I just feel like any organization you go into, like, they kind of have people
yeah.
above you who are, like, willing to help you out and, like,
uh-huh.
you know, aren't super...
Yeah, what I've noticed is people really aren't stuck with their grade group. I know that that's, like, the people that you meet originally, but it's so easy to branch out to people that are older and to people that are younger once
yeah.
you're not a freshman anymore. And it's super easy to have a really diverse friend group of ages and, like, types of people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's always, like, a good thing. Yeah. Do you guys want to just, like, really briefly explain what U-Sing is? So that, like, either you or you, like, just, it's a performance, but you're paired with a frat.
Yeah.
I wasn't a part of it, so I feel like I should not be the one.
Well, we got to pair up with a frat. Giselle this year is doing it with SIGEP, but me and Julia did it with Pike our freshman year, and you basically choreograph this, like, 10-minute long dance, and it has singing, dancing, and it kind of follows, like, a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a little bit of acting.
Yeah, we had, like,
there's a play
five
in the
songs.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait to come and watch you guys.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be
awesome.
Good.
That's so much fun.
Yes.
What would you guys say, like, you can choose who answers first, but what would you say, like, the biggest challenge of freshman year has been so far? Like, what's, like, the biggest adjustment coming into college?
I grew up being kind of an introvert, so I think for me it's reaching out to new people and just putting myself out there in general. But it's been super easy to make new friends. I mean, it makes it really easy. So I think that's been the challenging part for me, I guess.
Yeah, I get that. It's, like, hard to, like, come into a place and, like, have to, like, rebuild your community kind
yes,
of,
for sure.
You know. But
yeah, I could kind of relate to that coming out of COVID. I was way more...
Yeah.
Just introverted naturally, just from not talking to as many people my senior year, being behind mask and, like, doing Zoom. So when I got here, it was kind of an adjustment for me to really, like, open myself up to all these people that I was meeting and in a sorority and even in doing U-Sing, meeting people in other organizations. It's really brought me out of my shell in such a good way.
Yeah.
That now it's, I don't even think twice about going up to someone I don't know and just starting a conversation.
Right, it, like, really does broaden your horizons, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I came into college, like, the same way. Like, I was so shy, and I think now, like, no one would say that about me. I can talk to, like, a brick wall. But, like, I think just, like, how we were saying, like, you do so much freshman year and you get integrated so fast. Like, you kind of just learn how to, like, make friends with literally anyone.
Yes, exactly.
Just
what would
awesome.
You say is your hardest part, Giselle?
I feel like my hardest part is being so busy. Like, I feel like I have so much going on, especially with U-Sing, like, 3 times a week for 2 hours, and then, like, managing all my classes. And I feel like just, like, I feel like with high school, your day is already, like, planned from, like, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then you just have, like, extracurriculars and then homework at night. But I feel like it's been hard to, like, separate, like, school from, like, my actual,
from,
like, social life.
Yeah.
It's been... a challenge.
You have to, like, find that pattern and, like, get in the groove of it and just figure out, you know, what works for you.
Yeah.
But it is, I get what you're saying, like, you don't show up at the same time every day and leave at the same time every day.
Yeah.
Like, you have the opposite of that. What has been your favorite part so far? Like, your one big highlight of being in college?
I feel like for me, my, like, highlight has been just meeting, like, so many new friends. I feel like because I went to a smaller private school with, like, I've known the same people since, like, kindergarten. So I think it was, like, nice to kind of, like, broaden, like, my friends and just, like, meet all kinds of different people and, like, not even, like, in just my sorority, but in all sororities, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
For me, I have a very specific...
Yeah.
Like, weekend. I think for me, OU Tennessee weekend, whenever, like, college game day came, like, Waka Waka, that was a time to wake up with Giselle and then my roommate Catherine, and we went to college game day at, like, 5:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And we stayed the whole time. It was so much fun.
That's
and
awesome.
Going to the Tennessee game, first SEC game was crazy.
Yeah.
I will say
that was so much fun.
We lost.
Despite
but,
the outcome,
yeah.
Yeah,
I was going to say, despite the outcome, it was so much fun. And
honestly,
then,
it didn't even matter.
Oh, yeah.
We had
still
fun
so much
regardless.
Fun.
And we had a whole drone show, which I really enjoyed.
That
was
so
cool.
That was so cool.
I was so confused when they said we were going to have a drone show. I was like,
what?
I was trying to visualize it. I was like, okay, that's bizarre. I get it now. Okay.
Yeah.
I know. I was like, what does that even mean?
No,
yeah.
I want them to do it again. So what is one thing that you guys are both looking forward to this year?
I feel like for me, definitely OU Texas.
Same.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been looking forward to that, like, all year since I, like, committed to OU.
Yeah. Do you guys have your dresses picked out for OU Texas yet?
I have my, like, one for the game, but I still need to find, like, for the date parties.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah,
I haven't found mine yet.
I need to get on that.
Mine is allegedly getting delivered right now.
Oh.
Yeah. Super exciting stuff when I get home.
Where do you order it from?
Princess Polly.
Oh, cute.
For my game day outfit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I'll try it on. Send you guys a pic.
For our listeners who are tuning in, what would you guys say are your top, like, stores to shop at? Like, online boutiques, stores,
Yeah, for me, definitely like Zara, Revolve, mm-hmm. some Sheen from time to time.
You dabble.
Yeah,
dabble in the Sheen.
Good deal.
I'm always looking on like Triple Threads, these three fancy D boutiques.
Yes.
The big boutique person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Same here. I would say mine would be Zara. I like these three too. President's Poly. What else? I'm blanking on one. Hello Molly for dresses.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's where I get all my recruitment dresses.
Yeah,
I always get them from Hello Molly because I feel like they're cute and like modest-y.
Yeah.
Like
mm-hmm.
some of them, like they have options, so it like
yeah.
works well for recruitment.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Okay, I guess another question to ask you guys would be, what has been the craziest thing or story that has happened to you in college so far?
I feel like nothing like super crazy has happened to me, just like weird things. Like, especially like on campus corner, like on the weekends. It's just, it's so interesting. Like one time me and my friend were getting like a late night snack at Pickleman's and she was like up at the front getting our order. And then this, like, I guess people came back from like a mixer and like, they were helping this like girl that was on the side of like the road on the floor, and apparently she almost got arrested.
Oh, I'm sure.
And
yeah.
they just like sat down at our booth and like started. The girl started talking to us, and they're like, "Do you know like where you live?" And she's like, "I have no idea." And so yeah, I guess they were not
scary.
Those people, like I guess in Greek life, were like trying to help her get home, but me and my friend were just eating our like grilled cheese and basil soup. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
It was
like,
so weird.
Pickleman's, yeah. Do they still have the security guard?
Oh, I haven't seen one.
Yes, they put in a security guard.
I remember
like,
that.
Our freshman year, sophomore year,
mm-hmm.
maybe. They put in a security guard because it was starting to get, like, really unruly.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. It's scary. Maybe they need to add that back.
Yeah.
In,
they should. If they ever got rid of it.
Yeah.
I've only just witnessed some crazy stories. I don't know how censored I can be with this, but...
You're really okay. Yeah. We make the rules here. Okay.
So, not going to rat them out, but friends of mine, I don't want to get, like, too deep, watch, like, witness and get, like, high on edibles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I say very censored, sorry. And then some of their friends came to my room and, like, smoked. It almost set the fire alarm.
Yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. It was really bad, but
yeah,
didn't go off, so it's okay.
Yeah.
That would have been an interesting RA talk.
Totally.
Yeah. What dorm?
Cross. Yeah, the hallway
yeah.
smelled.
Picture yeah.
I'll just say.
Couch had a lot of, I don't know, suspicious smells. I guess that's one way I could say that.
Like, those are loud halls. People are always screaming in my hall and, like, hitting the walls.
Yeah. It was bizarre.
Pennington, I got none of that.
Yeah.
I was in my quiet little corner. And because I mean, the people that lived there were mostly athletes, so they had
yeah.
a curfew. The whole building had a curfew. We weren't allowed to have guests like past a certain time.
Did they come
so,
check, like to make sure?
Sometimes, whenever they would hear noise, they would like knock on your door and ask, "Is there another person that's here?"
Are they allowed to like
to
investigate? Like, are they allowed to walk in and see?
I don't know.
Because I would just be like, "No."
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I don't think they can.
I don't know, that's just interesting. Yeah, because that's just, like, funny that they have, like, a curfew on that one building,
mm-hmm.
and then, like,
mm-hmm.
couch just is allowed to do
anything
whatever
yeah.
you want.
Yeah.
Like, it's just funny.
Favorite professor ever?
Professor Stein.
Yeah, he rocks.
He's
I love Thanos.
So sweet.
Yeah, he does all, like, the upper division marketing, so he does... Oh my god, what does he teach? Professional selling. I had him for consumer
behavior.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Legend.
He's
a nice guy.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
For real. Also, I really like Alicia Briney.
Yeah.
She's also marketing. She does like principles of marketing as well. She does some lower division. And then I have her right now for professional selling as well. And she's
mm-hmm.
lit. She owns like a film business. I don't know. She's
oh,
just, like
wow.
a cool person.
Oh, wow.
I really like her. She's funny.
Yeah,
just, like,
she is.
Helpful. I don't know. I would recommend her.
Yeah.
Always.
I would say one of the professors that stood out to me would be for my legal studies class that I took, Grunstead. She was awesome. She always, it was my 9 a.m.
Wow.
class last semester, so brutal time
yeah.
to have. Be learning about business law.
Yeah.
But she made it just so engaging and
yeah.
really conversational with our class and made everything make sense to us.
And that's a hard class. Mine was really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember my professor's name for that, but clearly did not leave a lasting impact on me because I can't even remember. Right?
Yeah. I guess we can go into the anonymous Instagram.
I can never say it. I'm really
anonymous.
Bad at saying it. You killed that.
I have to like pronounce it slowly. Okay, let me.
I'm
pull
excited
it up.
For this. Like, I'm excited to see like what they have to say.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What major are you guys?
I'm a biology major.
Okay, so that like literally has nothing to do with you guys. Or...
I'm a journalism major.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
That's awesome, Georgia. What is your favorite professor?
I'd have to say Dr. Wilson Mumpower. She taught my business communication class, something like that. And she is the reason I know how to public speak now, like to the best of my ability. She taught me a lot, and I think that class has been the one that has grown me the most as a person in and outside of school. So
yeah,
definitely
that's awesome.
Her class.
Do you guys have
that's
any professors
great.
So far where you're like, okay, this is like the one class I love going to? Any standouts?
For me, I guess Dr. Shaw in my biology class. Mm-hmm. A lot of people like him. Biology is really hard, so he kind of like dumbs it down for us in a way where we can like kind of visually like understand it. Like he'll show like videos, which like helps. But I haven't had like a professor yet that really stands out. To
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I didn't until my junior year.
Yeah, because once you get in like your upper division, I feel like that's when like you can more connect with like your professors because
mm-hmm.
it's like
yeah,
it's not like the gen eds and all that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where you have, like, 250 people.
Yeah,
the
class
is
yeah.
Like, my biology class is 550 people.
Oh,
that
wow.
is insane.
What?
Crazy.
Where's the classroom?
It's in Dale.
It has
okay,
to
yeah.
be.
Yeah.
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 How early do you get there?
Well, my friend has, like, the class right before, so she always saves me
nice.
A spot, which is so nice.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is insane.
Yeah.
I can't even remember what the class was. It was, like, statistics or something in that big Dale hall.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Did you have Brent Norwood?
Yes.
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 Love that man.
Another
yes.
party professor.
And then I showed up to a SIGEP tailgate, and he was the bartender.
Yes.
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 Yep.
yes.
He bartended,
so
like,
funny.
A Pike bar tab.
Yes. Brent
too.
Norwood's side hustle
oh
is
bartending.
And we were supposed to have
so
statistics
funny.
On Friday. It was, like, a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class. And he, like, never had his, like, thing was not having classes on Friday. So that we'd go to power hour.
He would, like, send out a message, like, class
yeah.
canceled, go to power hour.
Yeah.
But
he's
mm-hmm.
like,
fun.
He's like a single dad. He's I liked him.
Yeah,
and
he
I
was
feel
cool.
like I did well in stats
mm-hmm.
for being really bad at stats.
Yeah, he was really engaging. I hated stats. Just the
yeah,
actual studying
too.
It and learning about it was terrible, but he made it
and
fun.
He rewarded people that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yes,
he always
exactly.
did. Yeah.
It's awesome. So
sometimes I see him around campus, and he was just, like, so bubbly and full of life. Like, he's honestly so dope. Like, I'll hear him talking to people and I'm like, dang, like, let's go, Brent. Like, he's just kind of cool. I like
yeah.
listening to him.
So, fellow listeners, if you have
yeah.
if you have statistics next semester, take Brent Norwood. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Next question. And that would be, who are y'all's or is y'all's favorite frat on campus?
That's such a good one, honestly.
That is honestly really hard. I feel like I haven't, like, had enough mixers with all the frats yet to decide, but so far I really like ATO, like Beta.
Beta's fun.
Yeah, Beta is fun. I like Pike, too.
I do
Pike
so.
Can be
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Pike
yeah.
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 And also some Fuji late nights have been fun.
Yeah. That's
yep,
awesome.
But
I,
yeah, those are good
yeah,
answers.
I don't think I can pick my favorite yet, though.
And
we'll have to
either.
See.
I think those are, like, the top.
Yeah.
Still early on,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm.
Some more mixing to do.
Yeah.
yes.
How about you guys, fellow seniors?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Mine would be the same. I mean,
like, those are just, like, the ones that I feel like have the most
activities.
Yes. Like, going on that
yeah.
you go to.
Yeah, I know the
know?
Most guys in.
Yeah.
I would
mm-hmm.
say, like, probably ATO... Pike in Fiji for me.
Yeah.
I feel like we've kind of, like, had a chance to, like, hang out with, like, everyone now since we've been here for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Since, like, we've kind of gotten to know a decent amount of all the guys here.
Yeah.
Just nice.
Yeah. I guess I can just go on to the next question. Oh, here's a fun one. What winter outfits do we think will be trendy walking to class?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Interesting. Definitely, like, the flare leggings.
Flare
like,
leggings, sweat sets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the park sweatshirts
yes.
have been very...
Oh,
yes.
Daily drills.
Daily
drills.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm hoping we see something exciting.
I know.
I want something new. I want a curveball.
You should
honestly
be the trendsetter.
Maybe I will be. Yeah. I'm not. Yeah.
Like, I don't know, something like turtlenecks or something.
Yeah. I mean, I look pretty ridiculous during the winter. I'll tell you that.
Same.
I am not worried about my style choices.
Mm-hmm.
I do not handle the cold well.
Me neither. I'm
owl.
Always in a big
owl.
Wind.
It's the
mm-hmm.
wind that really gets you.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was walking to
so
my
bad.
Final freshman year, and it was like a 9 a.m. It was freezing outside. It was so windy. And like, I had tears, streaming
yes.
down my face. I'm sobbing walking to class because the wind chill is like so bad. So I don't really care what I look like over the winter. I just put on as many
layers
as I possibly can.
Yeah, tip, get like a big coat that covers
mm-hmm.
past your knees.
Yeah, because it's honestly, it's worth it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I don't know how
yeah.
I'm gonna walk to class in the cold.
Yeah.
I feel like now it's like perfect for me. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
it's not too hot right now, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
It's pretty
like,
brutal.
Yeah, it's
yes.
a mind game for sure.
Yeah.
From
the dorms.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
far.
Yeah,
it
I have to go
kind of
like
far.
To the Physical Science Center, like
that's
all
like,
the way from Cross.
It's
so.
As far as you
can
get.
I don't know how I'm gonna walk in the winter to that, but.
Yeah, okay. I think that was all of the Instagram questions. Thanks to everyone who submitted on our Instagram story. So one last thing would be, Giselle and Sydney, do you guys have any questions for us? Anything you want to know, like us being upperclassmen here at OU?
I feel like, how do you get your house for like junior and senior year?
That's
a
good
question.
It's
a
battle.
Yeah, definitely start early.
I remember, like, I signed my lease, like, after spring break freshman year.
I did,
too. Sounds like crazy to say.
I signed second semester freshman year
mm-hmm.
for my junior year.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
But you'll start to hear people start talking about their houses, and then that stressed me out, and I was like, wait, I need to find somewhere to live, like, if everyone else is getting all the
mm-hmm.
houses. Because they make it sound like there's, like, four places you can live.
Yeah.
They make it sound like
yes.
there are four houses on the market.
Yeah.
There are not. But, like, that's how people talk about it.
I know.
So
it was
so
stressful.
We jumped out like the first one, and I love my house.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like, you know, I probably could have waited like a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
it was very, very.
Yeah,
like,
everyone around you makes it seem so urgent.
Yeah,
yeah.
Living close to campus is like the best thing ever.
Yes.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Location is definitely key.
Yeah.
Because where I'm living, I walk everywhere, and it's so nice. I have saved so much money on.
Me
gas
too.
And
yeah. Ubers.
Yeah. So I guess, like, definitely rely on your connections, like, whether it's from your sorority or just, like, friends that you know that go here that are, like, upperclassmen that are graduating.
I would also just, like, take the lead on it. Like, if you're worried about it, like,
mm-hmm.
just be the one that finds the house for, like,
mm-hmm.
whoever you want to live with. And then that way you, A, get to choose your room first. So, like, you found the house, you get to do, like, you can choose whatever you want. And also B, then you just, like, aren't relying on anyone else to get the ground, hit the ground running. Is that how you would use
that?
I don't know. I feel like it's better to have
initiative.
And that's a wrap for today's episode. Huge thanks to our guests for giving us a sneak peek into the highs, lows, and everything in between freshman year. I hope you all enjoyed hearing their unfiltered take on what it's really like to start your college journey at OU. If you loved today's episode, be sure to subscribe, drop a comment, and follow us on Instagram for more OU student life stories.